You're listening to This Week on RT Radio 1. Well, last month in a letter to the Department of Justice, former Garda Commissioner Martin Callanan mentioned a system of routinely recording calls in Garda stations which had come to his attention. He said calls were recorded as part of a system set up in the 1980s to monitor calls, including 999 emergencies coming into control rooms. A Garda document seen by this programme contains an allegation made by a member of the force that he witnessed the taping of calls with a key witness in the Sophie Tuscan de Plantier murder investigation. These recordings, he alleges, were carried out on the instruction of another Garda in early 1997, according to this document. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke to our reporter John Burke, who's seen the document, and began by asking him what it was.
The item which we've seen is an internal Garda document. It's a formal written statement that was made in August 1997 by a Garda who was based in West Cork at the time. Now, this particular Garda wasn't directly involved or working on the Sophie Tuscan de Plantier murder investigation. The Garda in question has alleged in this written statement that he was asked for advice by another Garda who specifically wanted to know how the latter Guard might go about or how calls might be taped at abandoned Garda station as part of the murder investigation.
And what sort of detail does this Garda give about what was ultimately done?
Well, in the statement, the Garda said he met with a colleague in early May 1997, and it was then that this other Garda allegedly asked him whether he thought it might be possible to have particular telephone conversations with a certain individual tape recorded. The Garda said in his statement that he told his colleague that yes, he was fairly confident that it could be done. And arising from this conversation, the Garda making the statement alleged that phone tapping equipment was subsequently placed on a particular phone in the station, although he doesn't say where in the station that the phone was located.
So what actual recording took place on the phone? Who was allegedly taped?
Well, according to this document, the Garda claims that he later learned that the other Garda who had raised this issue first with him had allegedly gone on to use the tapped phone in Bandon Garda station to covertly tape record a number of conversations with one key witness in the case. And the Garda giving this written statement alleged that he knew from first-hand experience, having seen the physical recordings, that a batch of those calls were then recorded into one single sequence and placed on what he described as a C90 or C90 audio tape. He said a situation arose whereby the Garda who conducted the alleged taped phone calls allowed him to listen back to the tapes. Now, however, nowhere in the statement does he say what was discussed during those taped calls.
So this Garda has alleged that between May and August 1997, specific phone calls were targeted for taping at Bandon Garda station and that the recordings were retained for some unexplained future use. But how do the revelations contained in this new statement compare with what former Garda Commissioner Martin Callanan told the Department of Justice on his 10th of March letter?
Well, Martin Callanan told the department in that letter that certain taped conversations had emerged late last year and they were discovered when the Garda were in the process of trying to assemble all the electronic and documentary materials in their possession in order to comply with a discovery order in a court civil case. That court case is actually a lawsuit being taken against the state by Ian Bailey and his partner Jules Thomas. So Mr. Callanan told the department in that letter that arising from this discovery process, Gardaí checked their files and they found old recordings going back to 1997, which related directly to the Sophie Tuscan de Plantier murder probe. A few paragraphs later in that letter, Martin Callanan said that it had emerged that some calls were taped and retained after a system was put in place in the 1980s to record 999 calls and certain other types of routine calls made to major regional Garda stations around the country. Now, the common reading of those paragraphs together led most people, including most in the media, to conclude that the controversial taped phone calls, including the ones linked to the Sophie Tuscan de Plantier case, were somehow inadvertently captured on this archaic system. But when you read the former Garda Commissioner's letter, again, there's nothing in it in which he either excludes or includes the possibility that some of these calls were actually deliberately recorded.
Now, finally, John, you've asked the Gardaí to comment on the allegations you've seen in the latest document.
Yes, I did. The Gardaí said it would not be appropriate to comment on this issue at this time.